How's that?
Oh, bad.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Well, my name is Pastor Steve Leiser, and it's a great pleasure. I get to lead worship here every once in a while when Pastor John is on a well-deserved time off. And so we'll keep him in our prayers today and look forward to seeing him next Sunday. Well, let's begin. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our gathering hymn is number 379, found in your red hymnals.
Yeah.
one God who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty God, with joy, we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection.
By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God,
invite everybody who's feeling young today to come forward for the children's message.
He gave out money last night.
I gave out money last time. Sometimes you do it to your parents and you don't even know. When they say something and you say, I doubt it. Have you ever said that?
They say something.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing to do, isn't it? Well, the doubt it game is I'm going to say something and you can say, I doubt it. Or you can say, well, that's true. Are you ready? First one's pretty easy. The sky is green today. You're right. Okay, the second one's a little harder. I, Pastor Steve, am 68 years old.
I doubt it.
How old do you think I am?
Fifty-five. Wow. He really wants the
money. Oh, I like you guys. I really do. You haven't said anything. Third thing is, last Sunday we celebrated Easter Sunday. That's true, isn't it? That's true. And what happened on Easter Sunday? What did we celebrate? Have to speak up because I can't hear. Jesus risen, right. Jesus has risen. And at the time, not everybody believed that. Felt that there are some who doubted it. Now, for the person who doubted it and those who didn't believe it, did Jesus still love them? Yeah, Jesus still loved them. He showed Thomas his hand in his side, right? You're sure that today, he did. He showed Thomas his hand in his side. Still, even though they questioned him, he still loved them. Here's my question for you. Do you ever have questions about your faith? Do you ever doubt things? Be honest. Yeah. Watch this. This is really fun. Do you guys ever doubt your faith? They do. The most amazing thing about doubt is that it helps build faith. Did you know that? We question what we hear. We question what we believe. And that's okay. In fact, it's a good thing. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the other sermon. But I want you to remember that. You can have questions about your faith. You can doubt things. Does Jesus still love you? Yeah, Jesus still holds you and loves you. And that's the good news, isn't it? Could we stand up? Because you guys can help me do this prayer. I'm not very good at doing this. Okay, ready? Everybody's enjoying us. We do this big clap. Wow, that was pretty good. We could do better. Everybody's hands are sore right now. Let's go. Go ahead. Could you repeat after me? Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
We are so grateful.
We are so grateful.
That even when we doubt, even when we struggle in faith, you love us.
You love us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Very nice. First reading is from Acts, the fourth chapter. Hear now the word. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the psalm this morning as printed on page 5. It's Psalm 133. I will begin singing the light print. Please follow me and sing along in the dark print. How good and how pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the dew of Hermon flowing down upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
Second reading is from 1 John chapter 1. Hear now the word. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Praise to Christ.
Please be seated. So have you ever said this to yourself? I wouldn't have believed it had I not seen it. I mean, it happens at those times when something's going on and it's defying what you would consider rational way of behavior or thinking or talking, but it happens, right? And you saw it, and you believe it, that it was said or done, whatever. Or there's another way of doing it. Have you ever said this? Instead of, I will believe it till I've seen it, when I see it, I'll believe it. That's you. That's a way of expressing doubt, isn't it? Some scholars say that our gospel lesson today is a story about what happens in our lives when something so moving, so profound, so incredible occurs. We know it occurs, but still, it's unbelievable. You have to touch it. You have to see it. In our gospel lesson today, the disciples are in a sea of doubt, and Jesus appears among them. Not just once, but twice. Jesus first appears in the room, the upper room. Disciples are gathered there. They are so afraid that the authorities will do to them what they did to Jesus. In the second appearance, Jesus appears again in the room, but this time Thomas is there. Thomas, who becomes known as
Doubting
Thomas. Now, I dare say that if we're honest with ourselves, all of us can associate with the Doubting Thomas story, right? Because we've all had moments of doubt. We have doubt about our personal lives and our faith. How do they intermingle? We have doubts about our professional lives and our faith. How do they intermingle? We have doubts about our purpose in life, about our past, about our present, about our future. We have doubts about our working place, about our relationships, about our finances, about our health. And the truth is, we have doubts from a very young age to an elderly age. There's no ageism in doubting at all. But the good news is, Jesus meets us where we are. Jesus is there especially at those times when we doubt. Just as Jesus came to the disciples in that upper room, some say the doors were locked. I really wonder if they were open, but the disciples were locked in their fear. And Jesus comes to them, and he says the words that are needed to be said, the only words that will help them through this point in their lives, and that is, peace be with you. And Jesus comes to us in similar situations. Listen to Jesus in those times when you're full of doubt, when you're in darkness. Listen to Jesus when you're in trauma, when you're exhausted, you're in fear. And hear those words, because you'll hear Jesus say, peace be with you. Years ago, when I was preparing for the doubt sermon, we call it, I was talking to a pastor who's so much wiser than me. They're up there, and I'm down here. And the pastor said something, I don't know if it was original or what, but the pastor said, remember this, doubt is universal, but peace is eternal. Have you ever heard that? Doubt is universal, but peace is eternal. Remember that when I ask you this next thing. I would like you to embrace doubt. Especially here. Embrace your questions. Because this is a group of people that God has gathered that are critical thinkers. There's no doubt. You are critical thinkers, and you welcome honesty and truth. And when we're in conversation about our questions, about our doubts, whatever they have to do with faith, we grow together in our relationship. And we gain a better understanding of God and God's relationship with us. We understand more thoroughly that God embraces us in our struggles, that Jesus appears to us in our doubts. And we can proclaim the very good news that God accepts us as we are. As we are. We'll do so now and forever.
Thank you.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Your church cries out, O God, and you listen. As you drew near to the disciples, draw near to us this day. Breathe on us your Holy Spirit, that our faith is renewed and we witness to your love. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your creation cries out, O God, and you listen. Nurture trees, crops, wildflowers, and all growing things. Guide farmers, gardeners, arborists, and others who tend the soil and nurture plants into life. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your world cries out, O God, and you listen. Guide police, firefighters, paramedics, and other first responders to work for the well-being of communities and the dignity of every person, that no one may need to live in fear. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your children cry out, O God, and you listen. Hear your people crying out for justice, for an end to racism and other oppression, and for a world where all are fed and safe. We pray for all who cry out in suffering or pain, especially Aaron, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Helen, Daylight, Michael, Eric, Corey, Sylvia, Laura, Bonnie, Trudy, Kevin, family of Perry Stockert, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel Hamas, earthquake victims in Morocco, and recovery efforts in Maui. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your congregations cry out, O God, and you listen. Renew pastors, deacons, musicians, and other staff, administrators, and volunteers who facilitated Holy Week and Easter worship. Open our hearts to discern where God calls each of us to serve. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Accept our gratitude, O God, for the lives of those who now rest in you, especially Dietrich Bonhoeffer and all whose lives have been given in faithfulness to the gospel. Grant us your peace amid our fears. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
You take a moment and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors.
Thank you.
risen one, you call us to believe and bear fruit. May the gifts that we offer here be signs of your abiding love. Form us to be your witnesses in the world through Jesus Christ, our true vine.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy, almighty, and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. The night in which he is betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "This cup is a new covenant of my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory, in your holy church now and forever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Together we join in the words our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. As on each Sunday, all are welcome to the Lord's table. There is wine, which is in the purple, and grape juice in the more clear liquid. There are gluten-free wafers. If that's what you desire, please give me some indication. If you would like to just have a blessing, please cross your arms for a blessing. But again, all are invited. Please do join us for the Lord's Supper. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. Come and eat at God's table.
Thank you.
rise as you are able. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen us and grant us peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Shepherding God, you have prepared a table before us and nourished us with your love. Send us forth from this banquet to proclaim your goodness and share the abundant mercy of Jesus, our Redeemer and friend.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
Okay.
I'm not sure if there are any announcements, but sometimes there is, almost every Sunday. Does anybody have an announcement they'd like to share? Don't be shy. There you are. Are there people online?
Yes.
We'd like to do something. We want to include, be really inclusive. Can you turn the camera towards the group? And everybody would say, Christ's peace be with you.
Christ's peace be with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Our sending hymn is number 815 in the red hymnal.
I want to fly.
job today. Good job.
Yes.